principals are being really nice and politically correct. I'm going to give you the real answer. You go, they are. They're being nice. It's time to answer the questions, okay? We're not answering questions. We're just beating around the bush. The issue is that you have schools like Jones, you have schools like Milam, you have schools like Crockett that are a whole lot tougher than schools like Houston. Okay, you have schools that are a whole lot tougher than Bowen, you have a whole schools that are a whole lot tougher than Johnson. And if we want to get to the root problem, it's because they get paid the same as the teachers at Houston, Johnson, Milam, some of those, they get paid the same. They get frustrated, and after 2 years of the ongoing fight, and it is a fight. These kids are poverty stricken. They are children that are hurting. And when you fight them every day to try to get them to the instructional level you want, after two or three times you get in a fight, you get tired of getting hit. And so what do? Well, I'm going to go to College Station for a year or two. And they tell us. They say it. They said, you know what? I love the kids at Bryan. I'm going to College Station for 2 or 3 years just to rest. And they say that in the exit interview. And then they say I'm making the same amount of money or a little bit less. And they say, why would I want to go back? It's a whole lot easier on the other side of town. Okay? That's the facts. The fact is, you know, when you go to Milam, they're scared. Teachers at Milam are scared because they're at stage two. There's the fear of we're going to close the school down. There's that rumor. There's that talk. They get nervous. Why do I want to go to Milam? I go to Jones 1 year, and then I don't want to be there because if I can go to some other school that's not stage three or stage two, then I want to go there. And there's a lot of variables in there. And then you look at we're looking at the compensation thing that you asked us to look into, which is maybe we need to look at teachers in schools like Milam, Crockett, and Jones make a little extra than others' teachers because they face different issues. There's things like that we've got to look at separately and differently. And Amy is just really not happy tonight. But to answer your question, if you look at Jones and you look at, they have one of the highest turnover rates the last year than any school in the district. Okay, well, it makes sense that they'd have a higher turnover rate because dadgum, they're just busting their tails and they're trying to get out of something. They're in a whirlwind right now and they're trying to get out of it. And so that's where they're at, and we're going to try to support them and get them through it. But we've got to look at different types of schedules. We've got to look at compensations differently. We've got a plan. There's nothing about what we've gone through with any of these people that's any fun. I've not liked it. They've not liked it. They're going to be really nice and say, well, it's a great opportunity. Well, it was, but it's not one I want to go through ever again. Because it's difficult. It's hard. You're looking at things. You're uncovering everything that's wrong. So the Milam teachers or the Bryan High School or Rudder or Crockett, they go through this process, and what do they see? I'm not very good. Well, yeah, you are. But you're fighting different battles, so that's why they leave. And I think some things that we can do to help support them is when we come to you with extra staffing, lower teacher-to-student ratios, I think that's going to help. When you look at reading levels, when you look at students of poverty, and you see that over the course of a year, they increase their level of education. But the second school's over, the summertime hits, and they're reading comprehend what they've learned has dropped drastically, and each year we do this, and before you, when we get in high school, we still got them, as like Mr. Pied said, at a third, fourth grade reading level. So we've got to look, how can we do some things differently scheduling to where maybe we look at a year-round type situation where you go a while and you take off a week, and then you go a little bit longer and you take off a week. I mean, we have to look. We can't be stuck in the traditional mindset of this is the way we've always done it because it just doesn't work with our community. We've really got to look and see, are there some scheduling differences we can do and maybe keep these kiddos in school for a longer period of time? Can we bring in some people like Boys and Girl Scouts to go to Crockett? Can we bring some people in to do some extra activities in the afternoon to teach socialization skills where they're still in that learning environment versus going home and really doing nothing except playing PlayStation or roaming the streets? I mean, do we bring in Kickstart Kids for Jones, Milam, Crockett for some of these kids for after-school programs to teach them discipline-type things. I mean, we've got to do more in education today than just teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. We've got to teach them other skills for them to be successful. And we're going to have to think outside the box as a district, and we've got to bring you as a board some solutions that are outside the box, and you as a board have to have to stand behind us to get it done. I know it's not a word, but you're going to have to stand behind us to get it fixed.